This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Lindell Report. We are getting close to the biggest event in history this weekend, starting at 9 a.m. Saturday morning. Heading there tomorrow, and my show will be live from Missouri tomorrow. So there is breaking news actually in the last, hour here. Brandon, I sent you. Are you there?
I'm here. Logan, email me what I just sent to you. Email that back to me so I can put it on the screen.
But this is, everybody, this is a big, big, important ruling out of Texas. Very important. By Attorney General Ken Paxton and the Honorable, there's two. I don't understand. It's two judges. But anyway, it comes from Ken Paxton. August 17th, today, 2022. The gist of it, everybody, is what they were doing in Texas, and I hope I get this right. It's really too long to read. It just came in. But everybody in Texas on the ground there is very excited, Brandon, because everybody, what Texas wouldn't release, you're going to learn a lot this weekend about, they're called cast vote records, everybody. And a lot of these states stopped. They said, you can't have them after they learned how important they are. Texas was one of those states that was not giving out the cast vote records. And these things are, when you put in it's called a FOIL request to the, and we're going to talk a lot about this weekend, everybody, a lot about this. This will be probably on day two of the Moment of Truth Summit. But this is a big ruling. What they're saying, what the Secretary of State's office and the county commissioners were not giving the public. They were not letting the public have this stuff, which we can have. So not only are they hiding what's in the machines, but you have a lot of places trying to say, oh, no, you can't even get this or this or this. So this is what this ruling, a great, great ruling. Once again, Ken Paxton, I'll tell you, there should be a medal when we get through this of the, he single-handedly saved Texas in the 2020 election. You know that, Brandon.
That's right.
What he did, everybody, and I'm going to tell everybody what he did there as Brandon gets familiar with what's going on there.
I'm reading the whole thing.
Okay. You guys, while Brandon's reading here, we'll come back to a one-shot, Logan. I'm going to tell everybody. So Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of the state of Texas, and what he did before the 2020 election, everybody, he went out and this is the whole year before when all the other states are and Texas tried it, going, hey, let's vote 2 months early. Let's mail out 7 million ballots to everybody. These are Secretary of States and governors and people that can't make those decisions doing these things. Well, in the state of Texas, when those things came up, Ken said, no, 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 no. That's against the law. The legislatures make the law. Okay? The legislatures make the law. Okay? And we don't care. It doesn't matter. You don't make exceptions. They make the law. And so Ken won all 12 of those cases, everybody. And what that happened then in the state of Texas with the machine, remember, with the crime in Texas, Texas was number two in the nation, second only to California, of stole votes from Donald Trump to Biden. So there was another 950,000 or 960, I guess, was right in there between Biden and Donald Trump. So in other words, our great president Donald Trump won Texas in reality by almost 1.5 million votes. Instead of over 500,000 votes. That they had that had Ken not stopped those early voting and the mail-in ballots and all this stuff, they found ballots later on in Texas. They would have used those names and used the machines, and Texas would have been blue, stalled, gone. And as Texas goes, so does our country. Would have been gone. So what is so now? And also, if you recall, a year ago, a year and a half ago now, Ken also led the Supreme Court complaint, which was Texas versus Pennsylvania. We all remember the Supreme Court complaint. We will also be talking about that this weekend. Okay. You're also going to find out, we're going to take things back in time, and we'll go through the whole summit here in a little bit, but I want to finish with Ken. So here's Ken Paxton, does all these great things, and the Supreme Court threw it out on standing. They threw it out on standing. We're going to talk a lot about standing this weekend. No judges have looked at any evidence other than one judge in Antrim County, Michigan, and now a second judge, an Obama-appointed judge in Arizona, just in the last month and a half. So, but what does Ken get for all this, for all that? He gets attacked. He gets attacked in the media. His office gets attacked. And get this, get ready for this, everyone. They did last January, they took away the Attorney General of Texas's ability to prosecute one crime, election crime. Are you kidding me? Now, come on. You can't even make this up. You're not letting the Attorney General of the state of Texas prosecute election crime or go after election crime. You can't even make this up, you know. So anyway, well, it's great that Ken's still doing everything he can to try and address the election crime and get things better for the upcoming elections. Well, what he did, this ruling today, I guess, a declaration from Ken's office, I'm not even sure what this is.
What it appears to be is these two state senators, the chair of the Senate committee and the chair of the House committee. So a state senator and a state representative are asking the Attorney General about how to interpret the law. And it looks like from reading this, he is answering them back and telling them what it is they have the legal rights to do in regards to what is the state law. And the page is filled with all the state laws. But at the crux of it is, do they have the right? Well, in fact, this one sentence says it right here. Because the legislature designated anonymous voted ballots as public information, as required public access to those records, a custodian's entry into the locked box, because the ballots have to stay locked in this box for a period of time. You're not to enter them unless it is for, you know, something that is deemed to be a legitimate reason.
Hey, Brandon, if you go down below, there's a summary.
Yes.
And it says it right there. It's the 22-month thing. I guess what it is, because everybody was excited. I've gotten about 20 texts on this from people in Texas. They're going, hallelujah. It says anonymous vote ballots are election records under the election code. The legislature has established procedures aimed at preserving those records and granting public access to them. Those are called FOIL requests. We need, and in Texas, everybody, they were reluctant to give out the cast vote records. And it looks like, and now it looks like they've been freed up, or that they, or at least that Ken Paxton has interpreted the law to say that. Is that correct, Brandon?
That's correct. So they're supposed to hold these for 22 months. They're in a locked box. And unless there's reason to get into that, you're not supposed to be messing with them. But by expressly requiring the custodian to provide public access to such records, the legislature authorized entry into the locked ballot box for such purposes during the 22-month period. Thus, members of the public and legislature may inspect or obtain copies of anonymous voted ballots during the 22-month preservation period.
And everybody needs to understand what one of the things, we're going to really talk about that this weekend. I said I wasn't going to tell everybody a lot of the stuff, but we got to tell this because of the ruling today. In your state, everybody, it's called cast vote records. They are key. They are key to you can actually, there's so much we can show with the cast vote records. And remember, the cast vote records are the order that they come in, everybody. So for instance, I'll give everybody a little fun fact here. So let's say it's Carrie Lake. Okay? Carrie Lake in Arizona. All right, in her election. So here is her primary, and they're trying to steal it with the machines, but here's the cast vote records coming in, and these are, now everybody needs to understand, those were the mail-in ballots, right? So they're all randomized, right? They're randomized, Brandon. You got that?
Yep.
Coming from all different places. They're completely randomized. They're not sorted. Now, when the cast vote records come in, it should be all over the board, right? Carrie Lake, whatever, you know what I mean? It should be all over the board. Well, when somebody flatlines for a couple hours, you follow what I'm saying so
yes.
far? Or you got these big deviations, or you got this algorithm that goes like this, you can tell everybody if it was manipulated by machines, if it's impossible that it was done by true, or that it had to be done by machines. It couldn't have been done by it wasn't random, put it that way. It was not random. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Now, so it's completely machine generated. You can tell that. If it's not, you can tell it's all over the board. Then you would tell that, hey, these were just real ballots coming in. They were not manipulated in any way. Now, here's what happened with Carrie Lake. So you have the manipulation. Now at 11 o'clock at night, everybody, the day of votes came in. The day of. Okay, now they start getting those. People that voted in person. That's why we're also going to talk this weekend about, you know, you need to vote in person at this next election. It's so important. So here's the machine. You all voting that day, the in-person voting. Now, in Carrie's case, they didn't realize how much she was going to win by. You know, they had the polls out there, 14, 15, 16%. Of course, fake Fox News comes out with, oh, she's down by 1%. Okay, so they're saying that because they were going to, they're in on this. I mean, Fox is disgusting. But anyway, so Brandon, so now it stops and the real votes start coming in at a 70-30 clip, okay? 70% to Carrie, 30% her opponent, 70-30. Now, what happened then is all the way up to at 11 o'clock when that changed, by 2 o'clock in the morning, remember, she was down by 10% with these little fake algorithms, right? And they, we call that part the steal. Okay,
right,
here's
right.
The steal. Down by 10%. 11 o'clock at night, the real votes start coming in. Real people, real paper, real voting. Carrie comes in, boom, 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 boom. By 2 o'clock in the morning, she's up by 12,000 votes. You know what they did? Because they ran out of track. There was only 90,000 votes left to be counted, and they were all 70-30, and the whole public knew about it because everybody was watching. Well, they shut her down, everybody. Let's shut her down. Everybody familiar with that? 2 days, they shut her race down. You remember that?
Yep.
A couple weeks ago? Shut her down. Well, you know, we don't know if they called up Crooked Brad Rassenberger and said, hey, what do we do, Brad? What do we do? But they didn't know what to do, so they had to just call it for Carrie and put in these votes. So what I'm telling you, this ruling in Texas, remember, everybody, all these grassroots tomorrow, I mean on Saturday, you're going to see 50 states on stage, Brandon, from about 11:30 Central all the way to 6:30 p.m. And a lot of them are going to be talking about the canvassing they did. They're going to be talking about the FOIL requests they got. I mean, these requests, you guys, they're going to tell you. I can't wait for them all to tell you. They're going to tell you then what's going on in their state. But when you have states like Texas that would not give you, they weren't forthcoming on a lot of this stuff because the counties and the Secretary of States, they were blocking, going, oh, you can't have that. Well, the great Ken Paxton's office today made a ruling. Yes, you can have that. He interpreted the law. They were trying to interpret the law, Brandon, that they would, that the public couldn't even get that.
That's right.
Yeah, you guys, on FOIL requests, everybody, just like they did in Colorado, Brandon, when they got the trusted build, they called it the trusted build, which was really the deletion of all the machines. When they did that, these are public records, everybody, that you can get. And we're gonna talk about that this weekend. Well, now you can get them in the state of Texas. Hallelujah. I'm excited.
This is great news. And this is the same attorney general that stopped, he told us in several interviews, up to 2 million ballots getting into the mail stream.
Yeah. 2 million ballots that he otherwise they were taking Texas. You're aware of that.
Yep.
Yeah, it was gonna be goodbye Texas.
Which is why they laid that narrative that this blue wave was coming for Texas. Remember that?
Right. Do you have, Brandon, do you have those that horrible ruling? Who did that to Ken Paxton where he can't prosecute
election? Yeah, that's the Texas Criminal Court of Appeals. There's two courts in Texas, one that deals with criminal and one deals with civil. So most states have their Supreme Court. They have two systems that are split, and that is the Texas Criminal Appeals Court. There's a 9 people on it, and 8 of them voted to take away his right to investigate voter fraud, which means that any of the district attorneys in San Antonio or parts of Houston that are put in there by funding from George Soros, what he calls, what some of them are calling blueberry cities, any of those districts that have the district attorney put in by Soros, they're not going to prosecute likely voter fraud because it's part of the goal, right? So right. If they're not going to investigate and he can't investigate, then nothing happens.
Right. Well, we're going to talk about, these are things where that you're going to find out this weekend, everybody. I just wanted to tell you, Texas is tonight. And, you know, this will be like all the states on here. Let's go through the summit. This is, you guys need to be sharing this out. I've been looking to see here. We've got, hold on. Let's go through, Brandon. Let's go through on the website. You guys, remember, this is tonight. Your focus is share. Everyone out there. The only way this weekend fails is if it's not seen by millions. And that's it. It's all there. Everything's ready. You need to share. And I'm going to tell everybody, we're working on it. By tomorrow morning at this time, you will have to put in your logins and set up your Frank Speech accounts here in order to watch all this stuff. We're doing it for a lot of reasons. And you're going to have to put your logins. So if you get here on... That's why we're doing. If you're sending friends here, we are like any other thing, like Facebook or any other place. Even you see these newscasts, Brandon, where they put it up and they have a subscription.
Yes.
You gotta set up your account. Ours is free, everybody. This is free. What we're doing, this is costing millions of dollars this weekend, but it's to save our country. I need one help from you, and that is to spread the word. Spread the word. You know, all the pieces are here. I've never been so excited. I'm looking forward to Monday, Brandon. Monday comes and I'm going to go, whoa, the whole world knows. And boom. You know, bye-bye, Dominion, Smartmatic, ESNS, all of you guys. All the corruption, goodbye. I want to go through everybody where you can do. You got to send everybody, get the app, Frank Speech. Here is frankspeech.com. Click on the moment of truth there, Brandon. Okay, we're going to go down. It's in segments. Okay, right here, August 1st through the 20th. You can share that out if you click on it. Click on more information. Well, here, you know what? It'll go to a video I made. If you watch that, there's a video I made there. But you can share this out as a standalone. This can go out as a standalone. And what it is, that on stage there, we're going to go back in time for 2.5 hours to November 3rd. We're going to rewind the clock, Brandon. We're going to go back. We're going to go through each little lie and the big lies. They're all, remember, the big lie was the big lie that they called the big lie. That's why even CNN doesn't call it the big lie anymore, because it was the big lie what they were doing. Okay? So we get through how we got here. Then the next section, everybody, the state of the state's address. If you click on that, Brandon, go ahead and click on, there we go. Now you can see, if you guys share this, why don't you click on that video there?
Hello, everyone. I want to tell you about the Moment of Truth Summit. It's coming this weekend, August 20th.
So what I need you guys to do, you can go here to here and share each thing. Maybe somebody wants to watch all the State of the States address. And each one of them is a draw. We got to get millions to this. The next one is the Selection Code movie premiere. Everyone there, if you want a free copy of that, a download of that, you need to get there now and go to selectioncode.com, selectioncode.com, and you guys should go there and get your email in there so we can send you. On Monday, we're sending free digital copies of the movie out to everyone. Now, that'll be the last thing shown on the first day. Day two, August 21st, 2022. There it is. 2020 is in my head. We're fixing 2020. All right, here we have a message of hope. We have Pastor Hank Kuhneman. You guys, his message is going to be awesome, as is Lance Wallnau. They're both speaking back-to-back. Don't miss this. This will be messages that you absolutely... And if you're a church, Pastor Hank, you can live stream this. Brandon, can't they grab our stream? How could they do that?
They could just go to the website and just grab it and just throw it up there.
We're
just like
be live streaming on Lindell TV.
They could grab Roku and...
Tell your pastors in your churches. Call them up. Say, this should be ran in our church Sunday morning. Every church in this country should be running this at 9 a.m. Central Time. Everyone. You want to save your country? There's a start. You know your pastor. Tell him. Pastor Hank Kuhneman has a church in a very huge church in, I think I'm speaking there in September. I think Flashpoint is in Omaha. I think it's September 15th. I'll have to look that up. When is it, Caitlin? September 15th. Everybody, we'll be telling you all about that here. We get through this event. That Flashpoint's having that amazing event in Omaha. It's in Omaha, right? Yeah. I believe it's in Omaha, right? The home of ES&S voting system. ES&S, the motherlode of all crime. Oh, yeah. And so anyway, there's the message of hope there. Then at 11:30 Central Time, or 11 o'clock. We start the trial of the machines. You guys, everybody, you can share that out individually too. There, I've got the lineup right here, Brandon.
Yep.
And I've got the lineup of the trial. And I'm gonna count the speakers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh wait, no, that's you in the morning, Brandon. Okay, wait a minute, hold on. Yeah. Oh, I guess you're that day too. You speak that day too. You're hosting all the states.
Yeah.
And then you're speaking. You do know you're speaking in the morning too.
I think I'm doing like 30 minutes on black box voting.
Yeah. It looks like they cut you to 23 minutes here. I don't know. But anyway, you're going to be there. That's awesome. You read that book and you'll be speaking. But there's 30. I think I counted them yesterday. I think there's 33. Different speakers. That's amazing. I mean, that's going to be an 8-hour event, but you guys will be on the edge of your seat. It's going to go like this. But I'm going to tell you, and then let's go to the last segment, then we're going to tell you what you all can do, what we're going to do that day. The last segment is the call to action, everybody. This is going to be amazing. Brandon, I got two more pieces to that came in. I've been waiting on it for today. Awesome. Awesome. Absolutely. You guys, it's over. I mean, this is going to, anybody that watches this, when I say it's over, I'm saying all we have to do then after this weekend, everybody, with the call to action is this bucket here. Once you've seen what we're going to see this weekend, You're never going to leave this spot. The machines have to go. You're never, ever, you're going to go, no, they have to go. There is no safe way to do this. They have to be gone. There is no way. I don't care a blockchain and this chain and that chain and half machines and half things. And no, they have to go. And we're going to show you why. We're going to show you this weekend. You'll be 100% convinced, not 98%. Anybody you want to test someone out there? I'll tell you what you do. Cheryl, you're watching right now. I know you are. It's your favorite show. Okay. All you journalists out there, every one of you, maybe that's why you haven't contacted me, because after I've been telling you so much of this stuff and you never print it, but maybe you're already convinced. But I'm telling you, if you watch anything, old Eric, he's my other, he's another horrible journalist out of Colorado. I told him today, I said, yeah, Eric, you better watch this weekend, and then you can give the world an apology. Everybody that's worked hard, everybody that's done anything for this to get rid of these machines and this election crime will be vindicated beyond anything you've ever seen. All the media that watches, they won't have anything to bash, Brandon. What are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what they're going to do come Monday morning. Are they all going to go Fox on us? That's probably what they're going to do, everybody. So here's a call to action that I'm going to tell you about. So all you at home, this is so important. I've been telling you for weeks now to share and tell everybody about the event over and over and over again, especially here on Facebook too. Look at that. Suckabucks got me 396 people is all. What a shame. I remember the old days with 40, 50,000, you know. But anyway, here's the call to action. On the day of the event, both days actually, we are going to be, and Brandon, correct me if I'm right here on this or if I'm wrong, but I believe I'm not. I know RSBN is going to be doing somewhat of this too, but we at Frank Speech and Lindell TV are going to be taking as fast as we can these snippets. So let's say it's each state, Alabama, they're done. We're going to clip it. Boom. It's a prank clip. It's going up there. Everybody needs to share it everywhere. It's going to go right up on Lindell TV, right up on Frank Speech. We got that covered, right, Brandon?
That's
right.
Don't,
we better get it. We better get it on. We're going to have a whole team.
Annie's going to be putting them up there. Just as soon as they end, she'll start loading them up.
Oh, and you know, with us is our whole team here at Frank Speech. Robin and everyone is coming too. So they're all going to be in Missouri. And so whatever we need to get done there, with the technology, whatever we got to do to get this up as fast as we can. And Andy's good, but that's 12 straight hours both days. She usually does in the middle of the night.
That's right. That's right.
So we're going to get some help. We're going to get everyone lined up. But this is going to be so important that in real time, that these clips, I expect probably 200 clips coming out of this weekend.
I just been informed that Van will be there helping as well.
Okay. I'm just telling you that these clips and coming out of RSBN, coming out of Steve Bannon's group at War Room, and all the people are going to be there. The Gateway Pundit's going to be there. You know, you've got 100% fed up. All these journalists there.
Pete Centelli will be there.
What's that?
Pete Centelli will be there.
Centelli, yes. Pete, awesome Pete. But all these things, and Emerald Robinson, all of our hosts. Now, they're gonna be putting up their own stuff to it. You guys, you at home have to share. And I'm not just talking on the 6 or 7 platforms or 8 social media platforms. I'm talking about when this thing starts to the end, you hit that email button and you email everyone you know. You hit that text button, you go right down your thing. This is all we need you to do. Right down, take boom, 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 text, copy and paste, copy and paste, copy and paste. Because over the first 2 days, the more people we get there, obviously the best chance we have of getting the word out to the rest of the world. This isn't just about this weekend. This weekend, we become a megaphone to the world. We have everything, everybody. We have the plan. We have the evidence, the plan. We can watch it. We can show you every footprint, show you the lawsuits. We have everything. All we need is to get it out there. And remember, we don't have help from Fox and Newsmax. We don't. Okay, we hope that Salem Media, when they see this weekend and they watch and they see this, I'll tell you what I won't do is I won't have anybody have an excuse say, what are you talking about? I didn't watch it. Because they've all been notified. Every legislature in this country, everybody, was invited. They were invited. Senators, legislatures, both federal and state. I don't know who's all coming up. I haven't looked at the list. And by the way, Eric in Colorado, I wouldn't tell you if I did. You know, he kept bugging me. Who's all coming? You know, blah, blah, blah. He's worse than Zachary. Anyway, Zach don't call her anything anymore. You know,
he's
usually,
blocked. How could he? He's blocked.
He calls me on other numbers back in the day. You know, how do you block a guy when he knows your phone number, right? You know. Maybe I'll unblock him to see if he calls. I know, he'll probably try and sneak into the event, I'll bet. You know, maybe he'll come in with a mask on like last time. You know, on the second day. Zach, we know it's you. You're the only one wearing a mask. You know, remember that?
I do remember that.
The whole first day, no mask, and then he wears a mask. We know it's you. What are you hiding? You know, that was bizarre. I'm very excited, you guys. The only thing is we got the plan, and we all need all of you to share. And I'm talking, you text your friends, all your friends that are, and if they, you know what? And if they don't believe you right now, if they're not going to watch it, this isn't same old, like this same conspiracy theory, same thing. Do you know Bill Barr said this and Chris Krebs said that? Ain't wrong. We'll show you that too. Remember, we're going to go back in time and show what really happened. And show all the people that, like Bill Barr, comes out with that, but yet he tells other people to stand down. Don't look at that election, you know. It's going to be pretty amazing, everybody. And by the way, they did rule today. They attacked Tina Peters even more. So her movie, the movie Selection Code, the judge ruled. I just got that news today, too. He's not going to let her come. And
she's on my show tonight at 8 o'clock Central.
Oh, she is. Well, she can tell about then. We're gonna Skype her in at the event. She's a hero, and they just won't let up, Brandon. They just won't let up. One of the things we're gonna show everybody is how everybody before the 2020 election. Okay. Now I had a taste of it long before that. You know, there might be some people out there that did too, but if you all remember. Who was the first one that got this was Donald Trump. The second he came down that elevator, he told Eric Trump. Eric Trump told me this one day. He said, Mike, you know, when we went down that escalator, he says, my dad turned to us and he said, now we're going to find out who our real friends are. And boy, was he right. You know, they came down and from that point, just attack. But he did say, Eric did say, but we gained a lot of great friends, too. And he included me in that. And that was really special when Eric, you know, him and I were having lunch that day when he told me that. But that's where it is. It really sorted things out. You know, you really found out. But I want to say that, I was never into politics. Everybody knows the story. And I got a rude awakening when I was invited to see then candidate Trump. In August 15th of 2016, I had never voted in my life. In the year prior, in 2016 and half of 15, once Donald Trump ran for office there, I'm going, wow, this is interesting. You know, I come from a state where Jesse Ventura ran too, you know, and won. It was something different. But for me, I'm going, by the grace of God, I ended up getting invited to meet him, and it was just him and I, and we have this meeting, and he's asking me about, hey, you have your, you know, you make your pillows here, Mike, and he said, can we, he goes, how is it? He says, he was asked because I want to bring the manufacturing back to the U.S. We've lost so much manufacturing, and I told him, reasons I would never, ever be overseas with if I can make them here. certain things you can't make here. We've went through that, like my Giza dream sheets. But we talked about that. Then we talked about the border. And I said I was an ex-crack addict, and I said I'm gonna have this network, the Lindell Recovery Network, which I do everybody, but it was just a dream back then. And I don't know if I ever told that, but I had told him about it, and I hadn't even had the Lindell Recovery Network yet. So, he said, yeah, and I'm gonna stop the drugs pouring in. And it was just this amazing story from a businessman going back and forth, this amazing conversation. Well, I went out and I asked his employees. I walked out of that office and said, he's going to be the greatest president in history ever. And, of course, I hadn't met any other presidents, but I just by what we were talking back and forth, I go, if he does what he's saying here and this common sense, everything was so common sense, you know. So, but then I went and asked his employees because I wanted to validate that, you know, this can't be this good. This is just awesome that if he's like this. And he just wanted my opinion. That's all he wanted. Was here's a guy from Minnesota, has a business there, MyPillow, and he reached out to get what I thought of things and being a manufacturer here in the U.S. Well, I went and talked to his employees, and his employees, every one of them said the same thing. Amazing boss. Person had done something, all of them had an individual story that he had went out of their way to help them and in one way or another. And they had been with them for years, all of them, didn't matter. I got back to Minnesota and I couldn't wait to tell the news media. And I was the darling of the country of all the ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, it didn't matter. If I said I was adding on to my company, I have 200 more employees adding on, whatever it would be, they'd go, hey, how many, what are you doing today? Oh, you have the Lindell Recovery Network and or whatever it would be. I guess it was in development then, but I had a foundation. But they would ask me all kinds of stuff, you know, and I'd be in the news for all these good things all the time in the Minneapolis Tribune, one of the worst papers in the world right now, by the way. So... And with the company, with the Crooked Better Business Bureau, I had an A+ rating, and I was up for their highest award, their Torch Award, the highest award you can get with the Better Business Bureau, because we view every customer as our only customer. I've always had that that's always what I've done. And anyway, I did a press release against a lot of my board of directors' advice, and. I did that press release. In fact, I came out of a board meeting and I was so mad. They go, Mike, if you do this, we're going to lose half our customers. I go, what are you talking about? Why would I lose half my customers? I'm going, it didn't even make sense to me. He goes, and I said, I walked out of the office. My CMO came out there and she goes, we didn't get this far by you not listening to God. And I pray about the things I do and the moves we make. We make God our chairman of our board at MyPillow. I walked back in there and I said, we didn't get all this way by me not listening to God. I'm going to do that press release. So I did the press release. And at first I thought, wow, did I make a mistake? Because they attacked me like you'd never seen. The journalists, the bots and trolls, even the cameramen of the media in Minnesota. The Better Business Bureau took me from an A+ to an F and made it public. All because what? Like Jimmy Kimmel said, all because I backed a man I believed in, and I still do, and I will never back down. I had an advantage. I had met him. Where I come from, Brandon, in my life, if anyone's read my book, I've had guns to my head, swords to my throat. I've been in situations as a crack addict and other things where you had to read people. Okay, that's not good. This isn't good. I got to do this. Well, you learn to read people. And all I know is that what I seen in candidate Donald Trump, and then I went all in, he never let it down, never let me down. He promises he is the best president this country's ever had. And the point I'm making is, everybody, I was attacked way back then, as was our great president. His family was. Anybody that probably his workers were. I don't know. But all I know is that it happened then. Now, where we're at is every one of this election and elections. Remember, I don't know if everybody realizes this. Tina Peters' election that she had to look into as a county commissioner was a 2021 election, not a 2020, the big election. Did you know that, Brandon?
No.
It was a county. I think it was the county election of Mesa County. Mm. It was that election in the spring of 2021. Well, they couldn't believe it because everything was flipped on its head, and everybody knew the other five didn't win or whatever it was. So my point being here, everybody, is all from all walks of life. And I had it way back then. My employees were attacked back then. My employees, my call center employees, by bots and trolls and the media, the hateful, terrible media. Okay. Well, and then, the way it is now, it doesn't matter if you were a lawyer, an attorney general, a policeman, a sheriff, a rocket scientist, one guy, Pat Kobach, a rocket scientist, a physicist, a mathematician, a doctors beyond belief, mothers, housewives, brothers, sisters, daughters, families, poll watchers. It didn't matter who you are. If you question the truth, you were silenced. You've been attacked. The way we're at now, they're doing right now in Michigan is shameful. This comes on and right after that, it comes down to Mar-a-Lago. One of the most shameful things this country is ought to be just ashamed of itself. More than anything in history, it's just disgusting. But right before that, they're going after Matt DiPerno, and all the people that investigated and that he was a lawyer in the Antrim County, in the Antrim, Michigan case.
Yes.
That's what you do. You're a lawyer. And you guys realize that all these cyber guys, that was their job long before the 2020 election for other computer breaches. Most of them, Brandon, don't even have an affiliation either way with a Democrat or Republican. They're interested in the data.
Right.
They're geeks that love data. You know, myself, let me tell everybody, I'll tell you what. I may have been an ex-crack addict and stuff, but I did take calculus in eighth grade. In eighth grade, took calculus. One of the things that I'm very good at is sequences and numbers. Okay, at my pillow, I look at thousands of numbers every day. I can glance down the columns of numbers, and I can spot a deviation a mile away. So if there's a radio station or a podcast that does all of a sudden twice or three times better than it did, and it should have done, something had to happen to make the output different. Okay, if it was lower or higher, I find out why, and then I either act and make it, you know, hey, it did three times better. Why did it happen? Find out why, and then duplicate that. And then if something's bad down here, you got to get rid of it. And I'll give you all a good example. So here, we have that coffee bag. Will you please over there? I'm going to show everybody a deviations. Okay. So, Brandon, I'm going to show everybody what I mean by these deviations. So here we got the My Coffee, okay? We put the My Coffee up for sale, okay? And we put it on TV about a month ago, I guess, now. And by the way, you can go to my store and get the coffee for, I believe, 25% right now using that promo code L77. Now, when we did that, Brandon, if I was to tell you now that this week the coffee's done 37% better than any other time. I mean, if you didn't know what I'm going to tell you, you would look at it and go, whoa, we just had a really good week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not the case. You had, with the power numbers, you needed a different input. Well, you know what the input was?
We added
those pods, yep, those coffee pods. We added them, and 30-some percent of you out there buy the coffee pods. So now the sales went up, and we're able to run and cover the cost of the commercial. And so that's why you'd have it. Everyone says, well, Mike, you spend so much money on advertising. No, I don't. This is what this is. It has to cover the cost of that commercial. Otherwise, I don't ever run it again. That's why right now, you guys, you've seen we ran out of the, you guys got the special. By the way, as long as we're doing that, I want to thank everybody right now. With the box stores, the last one being Walmart that attacked us and canceled MyPillow. You all have responded. Remember, I put the 1988 MyPillows up that Walmart would have got. You can still get them. Go to MyPillow. Go to Frank's Beach here, L77. Use that code. You can get them for $19.88 for the standard pillow. It's right here. There it is. Okay. But I want to tell you, like the Percale sheets. I'll tell you, the Percale sheets, you don't see them on TV anymore, Brad. You know why?
Why?
That's all I could get. It was rather than just hang on to whatever, I passed the savings on to all of you out there. There are some left, but we're not putting them on Fox and stuff right now. They're for you right now. If you go use that code L77, go to the website, MyPillow, they're going to be gone. And when those are gone, they're gone. And same way with our winter slippers, we've got the sandals and slides right now for $29.98, I believe. But all these things, we've cut out the box stores. We've reacted. I'm tired of the cancellation and all the stuff going on and the attacks. They try to destroy, and you guys, we're just in the limelight where you see this destroying MyPillow and attacking and lawfare and lawsuits. Well, you're going to see this weekend too. You're going to see over 250 people that will be on that stage. It's over 200 for sure. I believe it's higher than that. 200, I believe. Everyone up there, what do they have in common, Brandon?
Every one of the people up on...
that's going to come up on stage this weekend.
They were all... number one, they were all personally invited. Number two, they have been involved in the fight. They've been involved in doing something, exposing something, researching.
Well, here's the biggest commonality. They've all been attacked all been attacked in one way or another. Even you, Brandon. They got when I say attacked, they don't let your show on Fire Stick TV.
No, they don't.
That's owned by Amazon, and they don't like what you say.
Right.
You've been censored, Brandon.
Yep, we've been also attacked by groups like Right Wing Watch. You're on there 17 pages. I looked the other day.
Right. But I'm just saying that what you're going to see on that stage are citizens. Before this, they were in all walks of life.
Right. Right.
But one thing we have in common, they all have courage. Everybody, they didn't give up over the last year and a half, in spite of one attack after another. You all owe it to all of them to watch this weekend. They have put everything they've had into this. Everybody get there and watch these. These are citizens, experts, sheriffs, lawyers, you name it. They're going to be up on that stage from every state. And you're going to hear about your state, and you're going to hear what we can do. What we can do, it's over. This is it this weekend. If you want to go fishing or whatever, then don't take later on, boy, I wish I would have watched that. I wish I knew what you knew. This is real-time things, everybody. Take off this weekend and if you do something during the day, we're flipping it over at night. So at 9 to 9, on a 9 to 9 Saturday, it'll be flipped over at night. If you ever stayed up all night watching one TV series after another when you hadn't watched it or whatever, or you sat up and watched movies all night, well, you know what? This might be the one time you should probably stay up all night if you did something during the day and you did not watch this, and if you didn't, you should You're going to share it. You're going to share, share, share. Let's say you have something you can't, that you absolutely cannot get out of it. And even I will say this. If your going to church that morning on Sunday morning, you need to be praying for this event. This is it, everybody. You need to be praying now for this event, for the words, the right words to be spoken, that nothing's left behind, that everything is, that all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. I mean, we've been working thousands of pages of stuff every day for months now, getting everything ready for this event. This is it. This is it. It'll be known as the event, you know, the Moment of Truth event. This will be, hey, were you, did you get to see that, that historical, the event back in the day? It turned everything around, that stopped it all in its tracks. You guys, this is going to shock the world. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. And you share it and tell your friends and family not to miss it. And when you get there that day, consider it two work days, everybody. Okay, these will be your two work days. You sit there all day long and you watch. All of you out there, our base out here, let's call it our base, Brandon's base, we'll call it. His diehard fans that are watching right now, all of you, you're gonna get 24 hours, you know, 12 hours each day, Saturday and Sunday. You can sit there right there with your phone and your devices, and piece after piece that comes off the assembly line, boom, share it everywhere. Share it. Truth Social, Gab, Getter, Cloud Hub, Parler, Frank Speech, Frank Social, Suckabucks Facebook, Twitter. Share it wherever you can. YouTube, Vimeo. They'll be taken down there in 2 seconds. But, hey, why not try, right? You know, why not try? All you people out there that have you still have your YouTube accounts and you still have your Twitter accounts, now's the time to lose them. Get out there and push this out there. You get one shot at it. Period. Put it out there. You know, what have you got to lose? You got everything. You like what's going on in your country right now? You know, it's all going to change if you watch this weekend and you get everyone you know to watch. I don't know, Brandon, did you have anything to say? I kind of went on a roll there.
No, I'm just that... One of the things I will say, that Mike, is that if people go to blackboxvoting.org, blackboxvoting.org, they go to the top right-hand part of the page, Black Box Voting Book for free. It's right there at the top for free. They click on that. They'll find the book I've been reading that I'll be giving a small report on Sunday on. If they go to Chapter 8, and the PDF's there, Chapter 8, Company Information, you won't find on the company websites. What you're going to find that I find very fascinating is they go into who are these people that bought these machines. They start with ES&S, and they say it was founded in Omaha, Nebraska under the name Datamark Systems by these two brothers in 1984. And we've gone through that the other night. And then we started going through another company that was known as BRC that was just buying up all this stuff. And eventually these companies start buying each other up. What I find really instructive was, again, this is Bev Harris. This has been vetted. And actually, this book has been praised by numerous news outlets. Liberal news outlets praise this book. Okay? I'll show that. But what they show is a lot of very, very troubling folks involved in some of these voting machine companies and organizations tied to them that have been charged in jail. I mean... and to think these are the people that are moving in that environment, they really should read, even if they just read Chapter 8, to see who some of these people are and what they've been doing. And again, to think these are the people that are running around involved in your voting machines. Shocking.
Right. Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not talking little skirmishes with the law here. I'm talking things that go to the whole issue of ethics.
It's criminal. It's pure evil.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. I want to say on Facebook here, they're asking me, this will be live streamed, everybody, on Facebook. Go get the Frank Speech app right now. Go get the Frank Speech app. Get yourself ready. Get an account so you watch it for free this whole weekend. You also see Selection Code, the movie, the world premiere for free. It's all free. So on Facebook, go get it right now. Get that Frank Speech app. Maybe that's why I don't have so many followers here over on Facebook. Maybe they're all coming over to Frank Speech, Brandon.
That and they're watching it's on working. The app, right? And they're watching on Roku.
It's working on Roku, everybody. Get your Roku accounts for this weekend. I'll tape it, whatever, if you tape it at home if you want, but we're going to have it right here at Frank Speech. Remember, we're going to have piece by piece. We're going to have sections to send out. By the way, there's over 100 podcasters and influencers coming, maybe even 200. Could even be more than that. And they are all going to be sharing stuff throughout the day, everybody. And it's going to shock everybody. It really is. It's going to be – you're going to be educated. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be hopeful. You're going to leave this weekend with hope for our country, for humanity. And I'm going to go – we're going to – I know we got to get going here. We're looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow night. I'll be calling from – I'll be on the show from Missouri. Logan told me he promised he'll have everything set up by then, Brandon, so you better get ready. Get your bags packed.
Get your bags packed, everybody that's going. And the rest of you, you won't miss a moment of it because it'll be streamed right here on Lindell TV. Now, again, folks, if you appreciate all Mike's hard work and the cost of streaming it, because it's free for you to stream, but guess who's got to pay the bandwidth bill? Mike does. So if you appreciate all he's doing, folks, go to MyPillow.com, use that promo code L77, go to MyStore.com to get the coffee, use the promo code L77. You get great savings with those codes, and Mike knows you're watching. And a generous portion of each purchase comes back to keep all of this going. So again, this is a listener-supported endeavor. So thank you for supporting Mike's work and getting great savings and great products at the same time. That's a win-win. All right, that's the Lindell Report for tonight. We're actually ending a few seconds early. They haven't even started the music on us. That's a record, I think, for us. He forgot the music. All right. Well, I thought maybe we actually set a record. All right. Oh, they're going to start the music just to make us feel better. All right. Well, thank you for watching. That's the Lindell Report. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.